a small animal veterinarian in Wisconsin, is spending her retirement in the classroom, helping to teach Port Washington second graders how to read and write. Thanks to her students, she was inspired to write a children's book.
It's called Niles the Cat, a Rescue Story. It focuses on the pet adoption process, and it includes lessons about love and friendship.
Joining us now to talk about her book and efforts to support literacy is Dr. Sue Krusky. Dr. Krusky, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you so much. I love this opportunity. This is my first time being interviewed on the radio. It's awesome.
Awesome. How did this opportunity come about to help teach literacy skills to second graders?
Oh, it's kind of a long story. I practiced for 35 years and raised two daughters. When my daughters were in school, I was working part-time and had the opportunity to volunteer in the classroom and as a lunchroom lady and chaperone on trips and things like that. And so I have a friend who's a second grade teacher, and she allowed me the opportunity to come in once a week for 2 hours. And I am usually assigned a child or two children or a small group. And my job is to read with them. And then we have a snack, and then my job is to write with them. And the writing is so fun. Of course, second graders have all kinds of great ideas for stories.
I bet they do.
And at the end of this particular class, school year, they were writing chapter books. Now, second grade chapter books, the chapter is about a page long or maybe a couple paragraphs long. But the idea was multiple chapters. And I was working with some children who were writing about a chapter book about their pets. And one of them looked at me and said, "Why don't you write a story?" And I sort of had one rumbling around in my head anyway. So I thought, well, you know, why don't I?
I hear a friend in the background.
Yes, is that Niles? That's the subject of our story.
We have a second guest here in the interview. I love it. Can you introduce us to Niles the cat, how he lands in a pet adoption center?
When my daughter originally adopted him from the shelter in Chicago, she was told that he had come into the shelter with his mother and his sister. And on more than one occasion, she had said to me, "What do you think happened to the mom and the sister?" And that it really bothered her. And as a veterinarian for 35 years, I saw hundreds and hundreds of animals that were adopted from rescues and humane societies, etc. And they had the same question. And it occurred to me that a lot of people don't really have the understanding of what actually happens between finding a stray, trapping a stray. Of course, sometimes bad things happen too, and this is a children's book, so I wasn't going to even touch on anything like that.
Now, Niles might have a thing or two to say about that. The mom cat, to me, says, you know, having babies is a lot of work. And as the reader, I say, you know what, I feel for you, Mom. And in that moment, it really makes me feel a lot more appreciation and sympathy for older mother cats in the adoption process and what they've gone through. Can you talk a little more about how you handled that moment?
I wanted the mother to come across as adoptable, but yet with a little bit more life experience, so to speak. She is, not to give anything away here, but she's adopted with another cat, and the other cat needs her. You know, it's so she's still a mother, but yet she's still an adoptable pet.
We're talking about a new children's book. It's called Niles the Cat, and author Sue Krusky is a retired small animal veterinarian. She volunteers in a second grade classroom in Port Washington, helping students build their literacy skills. Dr. Krusky, when you got feedback from your second graders that you work with, did you change any aspects of your story, of your book?
No, I didn't. They really liked it the way it was. That's not to say I didn't change certain aspects as I wrote it, thinking of them and thinking, well, how will they handle this or how will they handle that? I thought it was attractive to them that Niles tells the story. Second graders, you know, have lived long enough so that they have some life experience. But the fact that the cat was telling the story, I thought would appeal to a second grader. There are aspects in there that are not necessarily animal related. They're more friendship related. One of the animals in the story is an older cat that it has a little bit of disability. She has, you know, big ears and crooked legs, and yet she is loved and appreciated and actually the most knowledgeable cat that he meets. Mm-hmm. So, it was that sort of lesson that I wanted to bring across as well.
Do you have any tips, any advice to how to keep students engaged in reading?
I think kids need to read things that are interesting. There's a lot of literature out there for children. Sometimes kids need a little help with finding something that they can absorb. I think it has to be a priority at home. Teacher says, you know, read for 20 minutes at night. That needs to be a priority.
Well, you have a busy house with Niles the cat. I think there's also a dog in the mix. There's that unsettled debate, the dog versus cat, whether a dog or cat makes a better pet. I'm wondering, do you ever weigh into that debate?
It depends on the household. we've pretty much always had dogs and cats. In fact, we had two cats. And unfortunately, one of them, the older cat in the book, is had to be euthanized. She was quite elderly. Hmm. I think it depends on the personality of the animals. Niles very much likes to be an only child as far as cats go. The dog pretty much ignores Niles, except if Niles gets into her food, or tries to sleep in her spot on the bed. those are the dog's only rules. But the dog was a handful when she was young too. So it was, you know, it's a busy household. they follow me around and they. Niles still to this day can open kitchen cabinets. He can take the screens out of the windows. He likes to go out in the garage with the door closed and hunt. And he occasionally will bring, you know, I have birdseed out there, so he'll occasionally bring some prey inside. He brought a live bird in one time and let it go.
Oh dear!
So yeah, he's still even.
That'll make a cat
seven,
perk up.
A very busy. He's a very busy animal. Yes. Yeah. He has a lot of personality, and that's what made the story easy to write.
Dr. Kresge, before we have to let you go, did writing this children's book teach you anything about yourself?
I feel like at my age, retirement age, that life is a lot less about accumulating things and more about accumulating experiences. And my husband and I love to travel. Those are wonderful experiences. But writing this book, getting it published, even just dealing with a publisher, and because my input was asked for a number of times, even just having this experience, it was, of course, a learning experience, and it was a very positive experience. I would encourage anybody to try it. It kind of teaches you have skills that you never really kind of knew you knew.
Definitely outside the bounds of what a typical small animal veterinarian would be doing.
Right. Well, right. Although, you know, education is one of the main things that we do. We educate people all the time about behavior and diseases and medications and things like that. And I always particularly loved when families would bring the kids in and they'd ask questions and I'd hand them the stethoscope and they'd listen to their dog's heart. And so, you know, that part was always sort of at the forefront of my thinking. But writing the book was a whole different a whole different skill set. And it's been a very enjoyable experience.
Whole different animal, as they say.
Whole different animal, right. Tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek. Well, Dr. Krusky, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about my book.
And do say hi to Niles for us.
I will. He's sitting in the chair watching me do the interview.
Very good. I think he'll have some feedback for you in just a bit.
He no doubt will. Yes, he no doubt will. Right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kate. It was very nice to have this opportunity.
Oh, you take care.
Thank you.
Sue Krusky, retired veterinarian and author of a new children's book. It's called Niles the Cat, A Rescue Story. Dr. Krusky volunteers in a second grade classroom in Port Washington. And if you're listening, Niles, go ask for some treats. You deserve it. And stay away from those birds.